Tonight we are considering a topic which has deep and vast implications, and a question which we cannot answer here legally, for it has to be answered even by our own parliament. In the late 50s, I went to England for the first time, and there I had to attend postgraduate studies. I dare say today these are not held anymore for colonial students such as I was. We live in the days of British colonies, and there I heard that one of the professors who had come out to examine in the university in Singapore had committed suicide because he was a gay professor and he was found out. And in those days, to be found out was a great disgrace, and he could not take it. Now, some 50 years later, another gay, not professor, but a singer called Elton John, whose name is well known in society, was invited to the Westminster Abbey to sing on the occasion of the memorial service for Princess Diana. And for that, this gay man, gay singer, was knighted. So now he is called Sir Elton John. Why the difference? A matter of 50 years had changed the whole social opinion in England on a thing that was a practice as old as the hills. Do you know that? Why the change? Today it is a global epidemic that is going on. Gayism. What is happening? When did it happen? Why did it occur to happen in this age? Where did it have its beginning? It is good that we go to the beginning of all this matter. And for that, I turn you to the book of Genesis, where we had a moment ago read also how God performed the first ever marriage of a woman to a man. Genesis chapter 19 gives us a very early historic account of gayism or homosexuality as practiced in the very early day. Shortly after the flood, this happened. Amazing. So Genesis chapter 19 talks of the visit of two angels who came down to earth and were on the way to a city called Sodom. Now Sodom is no longer in existence today because it had been destroyed, and remnants of it are buried in the salt banks of the Dead Sea, where excavators, archaeologists have dug into the ground and exposed and revealed the old remnants of Sodom. And it is said that the sex shops and the appliances there far outstrip what is available today and put it to shame. They were specialists in sex. Now two angels would come down to investigate what was happening in the city of Sodom. You remember the story of Abraham and his nephew called Lot, and how there was a tiff or quarrel between the herdsmen over grazing land. And Lot was growing too big to be comfortable. They could not accommodate the same land, two people's flocks. And Abraham, the uncle, as always, was very generous. And he says, "My nephew, let's not argue over this. Look, you can take the first choice. And if you go left, I go right. You go right, I go left." That's very fair and very generous. And so the word of God says, Lot raised his eyes and surveyed the land. And he saw the lush valley of the Jordan, so good. And he moved down. And that was, I would say, a very decisive move down into the plains of sin. And there he went and settled in the city of Sodom. Now, that is the background. Two angels have come down for what? In order to ascertain, because the reports had reached heaven, and the Lord was not pleased with what was happening in this city of Sodom, the gay capital of the world at that time. Now that is the background. And they came and they met, of course, as the story unfolds, Lot. Very hospitable, like the uncle. Very hospitable. When he saw these two strangers coming in, he welcomed them and said, "Please, you must not go away. You are travelers. Come sit down and be my guest for dinner." Now, after dinner, verse 4. Now is the story. You get the background? Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, or the Sodomites, you know what is a Sodomite? A gay. Now the men of Sodom compassed the house round, old and young, all the people from every quarter. How amazing. They, as it were, had smelt and sniffed. Wow, two young men. Very tempting, attractive. Verse 5. They called to Lot, "Where are the men which came to you tonight? Bring them out that we may have fun with them." This is what they wanted. You know what this called in today's language? Gang rape. They want to do a public disgraceful act on these two men. Verse 6, "And Lot went out of the door and shut the door after him and said, 'I beg you, I pray you, brethren,'" how sad, "that this man should address those very vicious and vile people as brethren." But it was, "Do not so wickedly, please don't." Verse 8 is a horrible, horrible revelation of how Lot had degenerated and descended into the depths of immorality himself. He said, "I have two daughters who are virgins. Let me, I pray you, please follow carefully. Let me bring them to you. And you do to them as you please. Whatever is good in your eyes, only to these two men, because They are my guests, and I'm responsible for their welfare, for their protection. Don't do anything to them. Say, he was generous, wasn't he? Yes and no. You say they were generous, he was generous, but he had lost all sense of justice and morality. Verse 9. And they said, stand back, you. This fellow came as a visitor and a new settler, a sojourn, and he will now be a judge, telling us what to do. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. And they pressed so upon Lot and came near to breaking the door. Our dear friends, but what the sodomites did not understand and did not realize was who the two men were. Angels from heaven. At one word from them, they would all have been pulverized, finished. Then the men, verse 10, the two men put forth their hand and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they smote or struck the men at the door of the house with blindness, small and great, all of them who had surrounded the house, those vultures and demons, sex-hungry men, all of them, old and young, so that they wearied themselves to find the door because they were blind. Oh, my friends, do you realize how powerful angels are? And how at a stroke, all the men were blinded. The rest of the story, you know the end of it. How soon it became light, daylight had dawned, and the two angels hurried. Lot, you, your wife, who else? Two daughters unmarried. Let's go. Anyone else? Those married daughters had husbands. The sons-in-law said, hey, don't joke here. What are you talking about going to have fire and brimstone from heaven? They thought it was a big joke. And they said, go on with you. The two angels hurried and practically pulled Lot, two daughters and a wife, and they hurried and ran for their life away from the city of Sodom. Now the rest of the story you remember. The wife was still very much enamored with the house and the belongings and his other daughters. And she looked back and was turned into a pillar of stone. When we toured the Dead Sea area, the tour guide jokingly said, look at all those pillars. That is Lot's wife. Turned into a pillar of stone of salt. So it is. Now, after the story, do you know what happened? Lot and the two daughters escaped to the mountain. And there he committed incest with the two daughters. And each one brought forth a son. After the two daughters plotted to get the father drunk, here is another lesson all of us ought to learn from. Why drink? Here is the problem. He lost his little bit of sense that he had left. All gone because he drank. And then out of the daughters came Ammon, Moab and Ammon, the two that gave rise to many of the Arabic tribes today that gives trouble to the Jews. Anyhow, that is just a side of the story. Now, what are we talking about? Today, gayism is a global problem. It has come to Singapore, but some 50 years ago, it struck the great country of America. Suddenly, it was discovered there were people who suffered from a disease never heard of. A new disease, which had no cure. It is called HIV AIDS, human immunovirus and autoimmune disease that is caused by the virus. And it affects mostly males, gays. And it is evoked such a panic across the whole country and the whole world because they never heard of such a thing. The questions are raised and sent to the Pope to ask, "Dear Pope, do you think the AIDS disease could be God's punishment on the homosexuals?" Answer is no. It's just a disease. What do you think? Oh, God is not unaware, nor is he disinterested. So we have here a problem that is gripping. It is said to be the most urgent and most troublesome health problem of the times. AIDS. Because no science, medical science and research has found a cure for it. Despite what they've been doing, pouring millions and billions of dollars into research to find a cure. No cure. Those who are affected by AIDS only wait to die. Now we have some OHBs that will explain it more clearer.
Should Singapore legalize gay marriage? What do you think? This is to cause you to think. Because it can happen to someone in your family. It could become a grievous and personal problem. But this is not for us to say because it is a vast question. And eventually will have to be answered by Parliament and not Kaveri Pandan. But let me say something of a prophecy. You see, will I become a false prophet? This is something which is as writing on the wall. Of course, you've got to have enough of insight and spiritual understanding. The gay movement will succeed succeed in the sense of being legalized. 7 years ago, the matter went up to Parliament. And on the recommendation of one of our young lawyers, I got it out of the internet. All the proceedings And the debate and the arguments were going on to say, should we or should we not? It was discussed. Recently, American diplomacy was announced by none other than Mrs. Hillary Clinton in Geneva, where the United Nations was meeting, and she sent a message given by an impassioned speech that she gave to all those nations gathered, including all the Arab countries. Do you know the ones who are openly opposed to gayism are the Arabs and the Christians, the fundamentalist Christians such as we are, not the Roman Catholic Church, which is already riddled with gays, since their men are priests and they are prohibited from getting married by the celibacy law. So naturally they gravitate into the cesspool of gayism. But America says, all you people here gathered, please take note. Do not discriminate against gays anymore, because this is their rights. So America has come out openly, and to promote and to boost this move, it will be with tied to the financial assistance that America gives to so many client countries around the world. So America has now come openly to tell all the countries, and of course itself, Obama is openly in favor. Hillary Clinton is openly in favor, and the Democratic Party is all for gayism. So will it succeed? The big two powers, America and Vatican. You say, Vatican is only a church? If you don't know, I'm announcing to you now, and you please know, it is the biggest and the most powerful institution in the whole world. Whereas the President of America is elected every 4 years, and he can lose his job any time. The Pope is an ongoing position that is recognized as God on earth. Do you know that? He has the titles of God and is regarded as God on earth. So, the two most powerful organizations and institutions are both pro-gay. That's why I can say it will succeed in getting legalized. You say, what's the use? What's the need for legalization? Please understand, there is social status. You're not anymore discriminated against. You're given status, and there will be also financial standing, the privileges. So it will succeed. Now, for those who may not know, let me give you some medical insight. Sodomy is simply stated anal sex. You know what is anal or anus? The passage where you discharge all the excreta every day. And this is used by the gays for their sexual satisfaction. How awful, filthy, but it is a sexual lust. And out of it comes all the mess that is mixed together with the ejaculation, and out comes HIV, AIDS. STD, you say, what is STD? Sexual transmitted disease. Sexually transmitted disease. Not nothing to do with standard, please. Especially HIV and AIDS. And this is a deadly and malignant disease without cure. When a person gets it, he just prepares to die. That's all. And yet they love it. And yet it spreads around. Young men willingly expose themselves and get AIDS. How many AIDS cases are there in the world? We lost count. But there are dozens of millions. Can you think of 10 times the population of Singapore, everyone with AIDS? Can you imagine it? This is the size of the problem today. So I got this out of the internet. It is the biggest healthcare concern in modern history. We are concerned about SARS, concerned about smallpox in the old days until vaccination came, and so many other diseases like bubonic plague nowadays, you don't hear of, and leprosy, all those are controlled because of drugs, because of research. But no amount of research and drug research and discoveries have found any cure for AIDS. Now, this is a rhetoric question, just for interest. Would Sodom have legalized gay marriage? I said, no need to. Everybody is gay there. Why should they legalize it? So I say the answer is to give you some lead into what is going to happen in Singapore. Would Lot have consented to gay marriage? What do you think? Somebody who's lost his sense of right and wrong, and to produce two sons out of his two daughters. You say, Lot, how about legalizing gay marriage? What will he say? So we end up with what we began with. When will Singapore legalize gay marriage? When? Answer, when the law is changed. Right now there is a law which criminalizes the practitioners of gayism. In other words, if a gay is found in the activity, he is liable to criminal proceedings, to prison up to 2 years. But Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong says, we are not taking action. We know there are gay bars, gay discos, and day joints, and what they're doing, we know it. And normally, formally, the police will be active, and all these will be rounded up, put in prison. Now, no. Close a blind eye. This is called politics, dear friends. And there were representations made to Parliament by signatures. Those who were for gay marriage to be legalized, I remember the figure was some 2,000 something. Those who were against, about 8 or 10,000. So politicians are smart, they see. No, it is not ripe, not time yet. But we will neither say yes nor no. We will watch and see. Now, what is our conclusion? What does all this mean to you, dear friends? Our conclusion is, as the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of man, Jesus Christ. The disciples asked Jesus, Lord, please tell us. How do we know? You cannot tell us the day, since you don't know. But tell us the sign. First sign is, as the days of Noah. What were the days of Noah? Men were so wicked and vicious and always violent one to another and unbelieving were the days of Noah. Wicked. Now the days of Lot. What are the days of Lot? We are living through the days of Lot. This kind of debate and clamoring to be recognized. These are the days of Lot coming to Singapore. And when it comes, what do you say? I say, this is a major sign of our Lord's return. The Lord has dropped us two pearls. Collect them and remember. The Lord is coming because the days of Sodom will soon be on earth. It does not mean to say that when you see the legalization activated, Jesus must come. No, it tells you it is very near. Please turn to our closing passage. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. And the disciples asked Jesus, tell us when is thy coming again? Verse 26. Here is the Lord's reply. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. In Genesis chapter 6 it says, the men were filled with violence and wickedness, sinners all. You see it today? These are the days of Noah. And if it doesn't ring a bell, a spiritual bell for you to understand, wake up. Now, verse 28. Here is the fulfillment going to happen in front of your eyes. And for those who are saying, never mind. Live and let live. Because gays are now in the ranks of the civil service. They are in the professions. They are very decent looking people. They are filling important positions in society. That's why their place is important. But see what the Word of God says. Verse 28. As it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. God will destroy. When Jesus comes, there will be judgment on earth. You and I, wake up today and serve the Lord. Be vigilant to know that the Lord's coming is so near, so near, so very near. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, may Thy Spirit Himself open our spiritual eyes to understand the sign of the times, to know that this movement of gayism is the sign, a cardinal sign of the return of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help your people that we will all understand what we ought to do, that we will forsake the world
and serve the Lord with heart and soul, mind and strength. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.